The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past Sunday, Pastor Ron made reference to a prayer by Sir Francis Drake in the sermon. I was so amazed on many levels. First, Sir Francis Drake? Who was he? He was one of those explorers, 1540 to 1596. He was an English explorer, sea captain, politician. He's actually best known for circling the world in one trip. It included his entering the Pacific Ocean, which was held exclusively by Spain at that time, and he, in fact, claimed part of it, New Albion, for England. It's part of Northern California. He was seen as a hero of England, but a pirate by Spaniards because of all his raids and all his seamanship. Well, some of that I looked up, by the way. I knew some of that, for Sir Francis Drake and a prayer come down to this time? Well, technically this prayer, and it's easily found on the internet, and if you look for it, it was from, they think, 1577, which marks, by the way, his departure for his round-the-world voyage. And Sir Francis Drake is a seaman, as I said, a pirate, seen by some, but certainly a courageous man, a great captain, and his prayer came down to us? Well, now, the prayer itself is a little surprising and almost a little disturbing, and that's what it's called, Disturb Us. Let me read the prayer to you, and then I'll make comment and then maybe reread it again. It's really quite amazing. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we have dreamed too little, when we arrive safely because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when with the abundance of things that we possess, we have lost the thirst for the waters of life. Having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity. And in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas, where storms will show your mastery, where, losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hopes and to push into the future in strength, courage, hope, and love. When the pastor, Pastor Ron, had shared this prayer, it's like, wow, this seems like a guy who is very strong, forward, bold, and brave. And, well, to be a sea captain, you had to be that, certainly. But I'm thinking, after he had accomplished many things, like the travel around the world at age 40, he could have just sat on his laurels and done nothing. But he didn't. He continued to be a sea captain for all the years until he died. He died of typhoid, I believe it was. Dysentery. Due to bad sanitation, which is seen around the world, but not so much here in the United States. Ah, what an interesting prayer. It is to challenge us not to be so comfortable with life. As I then thought, do I connect this with a Bible verse? Is there a prayer in the Bible like this? Well, I kind of flipped through. I did not find a prayer in the Bible like this, but I did find this. It's from 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right. No, it's a simple thing. Never tire of doing what's right. I'm going to come back to that. Let me read the two verses before that. He says, we hear that some of you are idle, not busy, but busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to sit down and earn the bread that you eat. Obviously, back then, there were some people who were idle and doing nothing. And I know that can be difficult for some who are blind because there's not a lot we sometimes can do. Some of you are sitting and doing nothing. But that means employment. Paul is here speaking to people who should be working but aren't. He's not speaking about those who have handicaps and disabilities, and yes, they did have lots of them back there. And it talks about taking care of widows and orphans in other parts of the Bible. It's known that there were people who needed the help of brothers and sisters, and there were Bible verses that talked about that. But the verse that ends up at the end of this, I think, is for all of us, even when you are not able to do much. To work or to go out and be active. And that's in verse 13. Let me reread that. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right. It's easy for a person, especially when you're having a life of not much activity, to just, oh, I don't have to do that as well, to actually become lazy. Now, I'm not speaking also, well, I am speaking about the earthly, but I'm especially thinking about the spiritual, that there is doing right in the sight of the Lord. And that's really what Paul meant here, doing right in sight of the Lord. And so it might be a smile, an extra thank you to your family members who are helping you out. It might be a smile and an extra thank you, or a how you doing today to your a neighbor across the apartment, or to the person who's delivering your meals, or to whomever. We can do right in the sight of the Lord, even when we aren't able to do a whole lot. And so it's a bit of a challenge. And it's a challenge I put to myself. How many times am I just don't want to do that. But if it's the right thing to do, I really should do it. Whether it's for my family or for friends. Or for myself. In my prayers and in reading God's word. And all of this brings me back then to Sir Francis Drake's prayer. It is a challenge for us to the Lord, praying that he would nudge us and push us. And now, with that in mind, thinking of the things I've mentioned, especially remembering that he's a sea captain, and so it's kind of in his imagery, but you can put it into yours. Let me reread this prayer of Sir Francis Drake once again. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we have dreamed too little, when we arrive safely because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when with the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the waters of life. Having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity. And in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas, where storms will show your mastery. Where losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hopes, and to push into the future with strength, courage, hope, and love. Amen. I'd love to hear from you, whether it be about this disturbing prayer, this challenging prayer, or any other topics. You can write me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.